With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so for the teams that are not going to be playing in the postseason in Major League Baseball, the construct of their roster is going to become the next big topic, and one of those teams is the Minnesota Twins. For the first time since 2016, a team that includes Carlos Correa will not be making the postseason. The Minnesota Twins were his employer this year. He's under a three-year contract, but he can opt out after each of those 3 years. And it looks like that's the direction the wind is blowing right now with Carlos Correa, that he's going to opt out of his deal. He did an interview with the Fox affiliate up in the Twin Cities, and they asked him about what needs to happen in order for you to stay a Minnesota Twin.
I go to the mall and I go to the Dior store and I want something, I get it. I ask how much it costs and I buy it. So if you really want something, you just go get it. So, I'm the product here, and if they want my product, you know, they just gotta come get it.
He's okay. I like Carlos Correa. The lack of self-awareness is so funny to me. Like,
the need to point. I feel like somebody told him that, hey, in storytelling, the more detail, the better. Like, people like to be able to visualize it. You don't endear yourself to the baseball fan by pointing out that you're going to the Dior store.
Well, and that you can, basically implies he can walk into the store and buy whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah. If I want something.
Yeah, when I first saw the quote on Twitter, I didn't know what it was about. I only saw the video and the quote that they pulled, and I'm like, is he basically bragging about how much money he makes? Like, if I go to the Dior store and want something to buy, I'll just go get it. Like, it sounds like a wrestling heel. Sounds like the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. The only thing that's missing is him cackling afterwards and saying, ha, 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 everybody's got a price for the million-dollar man.
That's right. Like, honestly, I just pulled up Dior.com real quick. The first things that popped up were, let's see, there's a hoodie for $1,900. If Carlos wants a $1,900 hoodie, Carlos is going to buy the $19 hoodie. There's a bikini top, Sean, just the top.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a Dior bikini top in blue for $550.
Yeah.
That feels like a relative bargain after the hoodie.
Can you sound like a bigger douchebag? My God. Let's play it one more time, Ben. I got to hear that one more time. Like,
I go to the mall and I go to the Dior store and I want something, I get it. I ask how much it costs and I buy it. So if you really want something, you just go get it. So,
okay.
I'm the product here, and if they want my product,
listen, you jerk. Not all of us can want something and just go get it. Like, you want something, Sean, you go get it.
Huh? Sean, that sounded. How awesome would that be if that was like his motivational speech to a junior high?
I go to the mall and I go to the Dior store, and I want something, I get it.
What a jackass.
Hey kids, here's the thing, anything in this world that I want, I just go pay for it.
I can get
clothes, sex, drugs, whatever. I've got the cash. That's the lesson. If you want someone in this world, just go pay a bunch of cash for it. And boom, there it is. People make this way too complicated. A lot of times I see people saying like, oh, how am I going to pay my mortgage? You pay for it.
Why does everybody?
I see all these people offering financial advice. I'm like, oh, I got to send my kids to college, and I don't have the money. Hello. You just pay for it.
You just go. You show up. You got. They ask you to pay. You pay.
You got like $50 million in your brokerage account. You just pay for it. Duh.
One more time. I got to hear this. I can't believe
I go to the mall and I go to the Dior store and I want something, I get it. I ask how much it costs and I buy it. So if you really want something, you just go get it. So, I'm the product here, and if they want my product, you know, they just gotta come get it.
He is, you know what he is too, in his mind, in his estimation, he is the Cactus Jack Dior saddlebag. It's a black grained calfskin with embroidered signature for $3,800.
$3,800.
You walk in, and I'm like, listen. There's one thing I know is that when I need a saddlebag, I go the hell to Dior Stat.
Yep.
And get myself the old $3,800 black grain calfskin one.
Absolutely.
That's how they know you. That's how you know.
That's how you know you're a man.
When you show up at the ranch with your Dior saddlebag, that's when the cowboys know to treat you with respect.
Boy, that guy is tougher than a $2 steak. How do you know? Look at his saddlebag. Thinks $3,800 at Dior. He got that thing at Dior for $3,800. That's how tough he is. All right?
Walking in.
Look at the blue bikini top he got for $550 at Dior.
Looking like the Brock Osweiler cowboy.
Oh, yes. What was the other thing you said for $1,900? What was the first item you looked up?
The $1,900 was the hoodie, I believe.
The hoodie, yeah. This guy comes in, got on a hoodie for $1,900, and then you know how I knew he was tough? $3,800 saddlebag from the Dior.
The one that gets me at some of the high fashion places are the T-shirts.
Yes.
I know they're nice materials and everything, but man, like $850 for an oversized Cactus Jack Dior T-shirt. That's a lot of money for a T-shirt, man.
Yes, it is.
I don't want to go all Macklemore on you, but that's a lot for a T-shirt.
Maybe, not for Carlos Correa. He just walks in and buys whatever the hell he wants. Not what you're complaining about, you peasant.
I go to the mall, and I go to the Dior store, and I want something, I get it.
That's it. You just get it.
The Cactus Jack Dior sneaker at Dior is $1,450.
Oh.
It's a good-looking sneaker, I'll tell you that.
That's how you look tough. The saddlebag and the Dior sneakers, man.
Some of the ones they really go, I'm impressed. They've got a Croc collection at Dior. I got to go hang out.
Okay, wait, hold up. Stop. How much are Crocs from Dior?
I don't know. You just pay for them. You just buy it.
It doesn't matter the number.
You know, like, honestly, I'm getting a little tired of you asking the price of things when it's such a paltry detail to guys like Carlos.
Seth, you know it's not for me. It's for all the paupers that are listening to us right now.
They
want to know. Yeah,
the people that can't have to ask how much something costs.
Right, they don't have the power to ask. I've got the microphone. Yeah.
People that actually paid attention to how much they paid for their saddlebags.
Losers.
Clowns.
Total losers. Total. But seriously, how much are the Crocs?
I'm trying to find them back again here. Shoes, sneakers, boots, sandals, and slippers. Is it a loafer or a sandal and a slipper? I guess it's a sandal and a slipper.
I guess.
They've got Birkenstocks for $1,100.
Jeez, my God.
So you... Because, you know, there's nothing like the hippie with $1,100.
I'm telling you, with every item you read, Carlos Correa sounds like a bigger jackass. It's
when he goes and gets his Dior Aqua sandal for $750.
$750 for Aqua sandals. What the hell?
Yeah. Now, that's what we do, Carlos and I. Yeah. We just get stuff.
Yeah.
I can't find the Crocs again. Hold on a second. I'm going to use the search function here. That's what Carlos and I do. We're technically advanced.
Carlos,
the Crocs might have been a myth, but the Birkenstocks are real.
Okay, yeah, that's
Birkenstocks are real.
Yeah, similar category. All right, so the question is, once we're done shopping at Dior.com, is Carlos Correa going to get the offer that he's waiting for? Do general managers around baseball think that they would find Carlos Correa in a Dior store right now?
I don't think he's going to get the deal that he thought he was going to get last year.
Agreed.
But I think he'll get a better offer than he got last year just because he's now had a full year with Boris as his agent.
Yeah.
I think that he probably feels pretty comfortable and confident, and they've made the inroads to where they need to make the inroads. And so I think he'll get a better offer than whatever the Astros offered him, but it's not going to be a 10-year deal.
I wonder what the number is. Like, I wonder what Carlos's number is to keep from signing another one-year opt-out deal somewhere. You know.
By the way, you know, Crocs have kind of made like a fashion –
comeback?
I would say a comeback, but I don't think they were ever really considered fashionable. Where now, when I've been out at the mall, I'll see like well-dressed young kids wearing Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
Like not ironically, I don't think. So there's, but I don't think that you and I can get away with it, Sean.
Have you ever owned a pair of Crocs?
No, I've heard that they're astoundingly comfortable. I mean, we can get away with it. Like I'm saying. Wear Crocs if you want to wear Crocs,
right.
But we're going to get made fun of like the same way, you know, we do for other for our cargo shorts, you know, like we just look like frumpy middle-aged dudes wearing cargo shorts, where when like the young fashionable kids are wearing it, it's okay. But listen, when I go to Target, Sean, and I see a pair of Crocs and some big baggy cargo shorts that I want,
what do you do?
I buy them.
Yes.
That's what I
do.
I just buy them.
Of course you do.
You know? It's as simple as that.
Yep.
When I am the Crocs.
Yeah.
And if you want the Crocs, you're going to have to come slide your feet into them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I'm into.
When I go to Target and I want a Led Zeppelin t-shirt from their t-shirt rack that they've got over there, along
yes.
with perhaps a pair of AirPods, I just buy it. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I go there. They have good t-shirts at Target. Yeah. They have good t-shirts there.
They've got good rock t-shirts.
Yes.
You can actually, with a lot of, sometimes when I see, like the classic, awesome, good rock t-shirts
yeah.
that they have there.
And the material's nice. It's nice, soft material.
Yeah, Target has a, listen, I don't want to sound like
this
I'm not
the,
a fan of the people here.
It's the,
yes, I can get t-shirts at Target, okay? I don't have to get them. I don't have to get them in half-price books or wherever you people get your t-shirts.
Right.
I can get a t-shirt at Target, okay?
Yeah.
I'm at that point in my life.
Yep.
All right? I'm not going to be embarrassed about it.
And if you see one, Seth, and you want it, what is it that you do?
I buy it.
You buy it. Of course you do. Of course you do. Because you're made of money.
How much does a t-shirt even cost at Target? Is it 37 cents? Is it $487? I don't know. Because I don't bother. I don't bother checking the price.
I don't look. Yeah.
Of course not.
I just hand them my card, my black card, when I walk in and say, leave that open. Okay. I'm going to leave it running. I'm going
to
leave the tab running.
I go to, and then I stop at the Starbucks on my way out of Target,
yep,
and I see if I have any coupons that they're accepting, and then I'll get a tall to a grande latte.
You don't even care.
I don't even ask like what they want for it.
Right. Yeah. They say what size do you want, sir? And you just go surprise me. All right, surprise me.
I want something.
When they see my graphic tee, they know I'm business.
That's right. And I walk up there with my Journey t-shirt. They know that I'm somebody who spends money in this joint.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.